I think when you're considering the impacts of COVID in relation to people who are socially excluded, as I said in my opening statement, there's kind of three different areas where you can look at that. Firstly, in terms of vaccine access, and I think we're quite good on that side of things in terms of the equity of access. Then there's the whole area of infection rates and mortality. And I think there are questions to be asked there and perhaps research to be done there at some stage in relation to underlying health conditions and health inequalities that have fed up the line and caused higher mortality rates in that area. Then there's the wider area of the impacts of the actual health restrictions as well. And you can look at pretty much every sector of society where in that regard, particularly on the education side of things, disability services as well. So it's quite broad, but we are considering what we've got before we make the next step on that.